Hey, welcome back to the programme. Homeowners have until the 7th of November to file a local property tax return to Revenue. Over the last few weeks, you may have received a letter from Revenue as the Irish Tax Department have begun the process of writing to the 1.5 million homeowners in the country asking them to re-evaluate their property's value. The re-evaluation will be used to determine the amount of local property tax you will pay for the next 5 years, though a relatively small tax. Local property tax has been a contentious topic since it was first introduced in 2013. The tax was introduced to provide a stable income for the 31 local authorities in the country, and councils have the ability to increase or reduce the tax by 15%. Our reporter Ethna Dodd has been looking at what these changes will mean for homeowners, starting with an explanation of the changes by Revenue from Katie Clare, who's a principal officer for local property tax.
There will be increases across the board, but they will be relatively small.
Wherever you live in Ireland, if you're a homeowner, the amount you pay in local property tax will change next year, and for many people, increase. There are two reasons for this. The first is due to a change by Revenue. We know that house price inflation is significantly more than the general rise in the cost of living, but the base rate for the local property tax has been decreased, and Revenue have also broadened the value bands for properties. Katie Clare, Principal Officer for the Local Property Tax at Revenue, outlined what this means for homeowners.
The valuation bands have widened and the rate of LPT has reduced. Band 1 is for properties up as far as 240,000. Now, Band 1 up to 2025 was properties up as far as 200,000, so it's increased up to 240,000. Then Band 2 goes from 240,000 up to 315,000, and it continues on like that. There's 19 bands in total. That brings you up as far as 2.1 million. And then any property valued over 2.1 million, those properties, the LPT charge is based on the actual value of those properties.
Local councillors have the ability to increase or decrease the base rate of local property tax for the area they represent by 15%. This is the second reason the amount paid in local property tax will increase for many next year. This week asked all 31 local authorities if the local property tax would increase. More than one third will increase the rate for next year. That means, as of 2026, the homeowners who live in 20 of the 31 local authorities in the country will pay local property tax at the maximum allowed increase by their councils of 15%. One of the local authorities that voted to increase the local property tax charge to 15% was Carlow County Council. Fianna Fáil councillor for Carlow Town, Fintan Phelan, explained why he introduced the motion to increase the local property tax each year from 2026 to 2029.
We had a 5% increase over the last number of years, adding 10% onto that. So in practical terms, that means €9.50 for over 55% of households per year. As we walk through the town, you can see the flowers, you can see the rainwater gardens, you can see the increased visibility of murals around the place. All of that funding that we collect in the property tax is utilised on projects ring-fenced for those that make Carlo feel and look better. And I think that's value for money at an extra €9.50 a year.
People Before Profits' Adrian Wallace was one of four councillors who voted against the motion to increase local property tax in Carlo.
Realistically, it's not a huge influx of the type of money we need, and it doesn't address the systemic issues that people are facing day to day. So what we were calling for is a return to the Central Grant Purpose Scheme, which essentially saw central government increase its funding to local authorities so that we can do our jobs thorough and properly.
In 2008, central government provided local government with just over €999 million in funding. At this time, there was no local property tax. Next year, funding provided to local authorities by the local government fund will be €744 million. This includes the expected increase from the local property tax. Also from next year, local authorities will have the ability to vote to increase the local property tax from the base rate by up to 25%.
Yes, we can talk about the overall system and have a debate, an academic debate about that, but I'm about delivery here in Carlow County Council and what matters to people on the ground, and that's the council delivering for them. I think the additional funding through local property tax allows us to redouble those efforts.
Absolutely, the town looks great, but there's a lot more could be done if we had increased funding, and that's the bottom line here. So if we just got back what the government had been paying to local authorities before the financial crash. I reject the narrative that, you know, this is a choice between increasing by 15% or decreasing by 15%. This is about regressive taxation or progressive taxation. Do we want to draw down more from central government, or do we want to keep coming after people who are already hard pressed so that we can do minimal works here in the town?
The last time homeowners were asked to reevaluate their property was for the year 2022. House prices have increased by an average of 25% since then. However, Marcus McCormack, a local auctioneer based in Carlow Town, doesn't think this will significantly impact the amount of tax homeowners pay.
The average price here in Carlow, for example, across the market would have been 200,000 roughly in 2022. That has now risen to about 265, maybe 270,000 euros. And for example, a three-bed semi here in Carlow Town would have been making around 240,000 euros. That current price now is achieving 320,000 euros. So there's a significant uplift. The valuations bands have been widened, as you know, by 20%. So I did some comparisons this morning and had a look at it, and the majority of the figures that I picked would actually still be sitting somewhat in the same band as they were back in 2022. But in monetary terms, a 15% increase would represent about probably 35, 40 euros per property.
On the streets of Carlow Town, most homeowners were unhappy at the thought that their local property tax would increase next year.
Scandalous, really.
Why?
Because, sure, what do we get for it?
I think it's probably to be expected. Cost of living has gone up, everything seems to have gone up, and I think it's probably inevitable. When I'm paying it, I might have something else to say about it.
Like with the increase from the council and then the re-evaluation, I suppose I feel a little bit unsure about what to expect, but I am expecting things to go up all right, yeah.
As a local, do you feel you get value for money from the local property tax?
No.
I do think like it's only another form of being hard on the people. Because it's not, I don't think it's been spent where it should, particularly now just where I live. We're complaining about lights and they haven't been fixed. But it's out, and it's out a long time, and that's where this is meant to be going.
I think we have enough bills to pay at the moment. Economy is just rising. Cost of living is very, very high for a family, two working parents, children, education, a child with special needs as well. So really, any more inflation or things rising is certainly not welcome in a middle-income household like mine.
People in Carlow, ending Ethna Dodd's report. Well, that's it from the This Week programme for today. Thanks to our team. Lee Mullen was on sound. Our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins. And the editor of This Week is Margaret Curley. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport, which is next here on Radio 1. But for now, for me, Fran McNulty, and all the team, thanks for listening and good afternoon.